So I am often asked the question, and you may be asked this question or asking yourself this question, why are smart people that I know falling for such obvious bullshit? So I've done a post on my Twitter, my Gab, and my Telegram, just crystallizing my thoughts on that question. It's a question I've asked myself, and I hope this helps. So number one, these are the factors that I think are involved in why so-called smart people are falling for such obvious lies and misinformation. Number one, spiritual blindness. Number two, laziness. It actually takes work to garner the facts and find out and discover the truth. Number three, social pressure, the fear of being ostracized from the tribe. Number four, naivety regarding the nature and prevalence of criminality, corruption, and evil in the world. That one is crucial. Number five, many people believe they are smart due to an ability to memorize information given to them by people they consider authorities. So, quote, smart doesn't automatically equate to intelligence or good life choices that actually correspond to the facts of reality. Six, a paralyzing fear, which equals a lack of courage, because the only time you're in a paralyzed state of fear, as opposed to a rational fear, if you're in a paralyzing state of fear where you can't think, then you're in a position where you lack courage, which of course equals the need for constant external direction, which of course there are many government agencies and organizations and individuals in the world who prey on this fact. So, quote, smart alone loses to the power of fear. You can't just be smart. You must also have courage. Number seven, the media is more powerful in regards to narrative creation, narrative control, and narrative management, even amongst the so-called smart people. And this is more than anyone can possibly believe with their logical mind. See all of the Operation Mockingbird, the history of many of the different experiments done by various intelligence agencies, and an entire history, thousands of years, of the knowledge of human psychology and mass psychology that is possessed by the world elites. Number eight, narcissistic arrogance. This is a big one. Smart people know they are smart, and they often falsely believe that's all there is to it. It can turn into an unrealistic assessment of themselves. The true source of this is repressed trauma, which, when left unexamined, will inflate the ego. So I gave eight reasons there. Let me know if you have any other reasons why smart people can believe such obvious bullshit. Leave that in the comments. And then I have a few quotes to sort of crystallize what I was thinking about there. Of course, my favorite one that I've cited many times this year from William Pitt that says, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants, and it is the creed of slaves. I think that one wins the gold medal. But if we look into this idea of how even smart people in society can fall for blatant government propaganda, let's turn to Joseph Goebbels, who was the propaganda minister for the Nazi regime. He said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. And then he has another quote where he says, the most brilliant propagandist technique will yield no success unless one fundamental principle is borne in mind constantly. It must confine itself to a few points and repeat them over and over. And I couldn't finish with Goebbels. I'm instead going to finish with Albert Camus, where he said something very similar to William Pitt, where he said, "The welfare of humanity is always the alibi of tyrants." I'll leave you with that, guys. Kept it short and sweet. Let me know if this helps. If you prefer the written form of this, again, go and see this on my Twitter, my Gab, or my Telegram. You can follow me there. And please share that with anybody that asks you this question, and feel free once again to contribute your own thoughts to it. Thanks. Cheers.